Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City. And right now we're sitting with author, first-time author, Naomi Pearson. And her first book is called Piece by Piece, From the Heart and Hands of a Quilter. Now, Naomi, before we say hello, I need to tell everybody, Piece by Piece is spelled thusly, P-E-A-C-E by Piece, P-I-E-C-E. Hello, Naomi.
Hello. Glad to be here.
And we're glad to have you. Tell me what you mean by that. Piece spelled one way, by piece spelled the other way.
Well, the P-I-E-C-E is how quilts are made. My husband often says, why do you take a piece of perfectly good fabric, cut it into 1,000 pieces, sew it back together, and think you're having a great time? But through those pieces, you end up with a masterpiece, a quilted, beautiful item. And the same with our lives, the good times, the bad times, the little things that we didn't expect. God puts together and gives us peace, P-E-A-C-E, and creates a masterpiece in the making.
Have you been a quilter your whole life?
I've been a quilter for about 7 years, but I've been involved because my mother and mother-in-law were wonderful quilters.
It's one thing to quilt. It's another thing to write a book about quilting. What prompted you to write the book?
When I first started quilting, I joined a group that met every Wednesday, and I entered a whole new world that I didn't know was there, and I learned a whole new terminology that I had never experienced before, and it made me laugh, because suddenly I heard about fat quarters and sandwiching, and I had no idea what they were talking about. But then I started to hear the stories of the quilts that they had made and view the art that was in fabric, and fell in love with not only quilts, but the people who make quilts, because there's a story behind every quilt.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit more. This isn't just about putting some materials together. This is about family. This is about love. This is about life. This is about children, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The very first quilt that I made for my mother-in-law, because she had made a quilt for every one of our kids for birth, graduation, marriage, and I wanted to return something that she had given to us, and I had no idea that a quilt was made out of love until I made my first one for someone else.
And the book, the text, is in the form of poetry and photographs. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, I wanted something different, and it has become a quilt gift book in that it's a hardcover with, I wanted something different than the pattern books that are out there that show how to make the quilt. I just wanted a reminder of what a quilt can look like and a story that would go with it, because like I said, there is a story behind every quilt, and I wanted them to be pictured so people could be reminded of the quilts that were in their lives.
And let's talk a little bit more about that as well. Are you trying to teach people about quilting and how quilting can enhance your life and make your life more enjoyable? Or are you trying to get across the message that quilts are, well, for lack of a better term, the fabric of life?
Well, that's a very interesting equality, the fabric of life. The book is about family, friends, and faith. From the heart of a quilter. So the book actually isn't about quilts. The book is about people, but has a quilt theme strung throughout each of the stories. So some are about a child leaving home. Some are about the hilarity of what happens when women get into trouble with quilting, which they do all the time.
Really? Tell me more.
Well, we all have what's called a stash, and that is an unending desire to have just a little bit more fabric. So you're always on the search for that perfect piece that will adjoin the fabric you already own. And there's just funny stories about people and their stashes. So we've included some of those. And then the last part of the book is about my faith and how that I see an equality with how we craft a masterpiece in fabric, and just the impact that God has in our lives, not only in creating color, but the things that we're trying to repeat are really the things that God has already created, all the colors that are within a quilt.
This is your first book, correct?
This is my first book, but I have a heart for a series of five more.
All about quilting?
Yes, but from a little different perspective. The second one is a similar format as the first, but has more stories. The first one is all poetry, and many of those poems are songs. We do a 40-minute quilt show with singing and some of the poems of the book and some funny stories. My husband does that with me as the poor, abused husband of a quilter and the left-out man. He calls quilting a cult.
It's a major problem in society these days,
it
isn't
it? It is. But it's the wonderful thing about quilting is it is cross-generation. So it is not a lost art. The younger women are becoming enthralled with fabric and the art of fabric.
Once again, the book is called Piece by Piece, From the Heart and Hands of a Quilter. The author is Naomi Pearson, a first-time author. Well, congratulations, Naomi, and a lot of luck with the book.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.